My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and hopefully walk away with information vital to your good health. You know, learning as much as we can throughout the year, all of it adding up to a healthier us, is really important. Learning the little tips as we're going along, picking up small pieces of information, and realizing that change is inevitable for all of us. Well, it's something we have to realize that it's just part of the program. It's just part of the big picture. I think the biggest problem is a lot of us have just been kind of stuck in the same rut for such a long time that, you know, we just kind of take for granted the good days when we're feeling really good, and then we don't really get motivated until maybe something that's not so good is happening. And that's not a good way of living, because we can be more in control of our good health if we just do small, tiny little things along the way. And it's really important that we do that. This is the Staying Healthy radio show. And remember, I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the best information, the best guest in our natural products industry, as well as talking about the companies that think about us, the consumer, first, with groundbreaking lines of products that are, you know, truly incredible and can help us make changes in the way we feel, the way we are, the way we act, and, you know, just our overall health in general. You know, if you were in the middle of Times Square in New York on this holiday weekend and you stopped 500 people and you asked them if they were as healthy as they should be and if they would like to be healthier, I guarantee you most of them will say, no, I'm not, and yes, I do. You know, so yes, I do want to be happier. Yes, I do want to be better than I am right now. You know, I may not want to do the work involved. I may not want to make changes. I may not want to do things that uproot my autopilot lifestyle. But, you know, bottom line, yeah, I'd like to feel better. I'd like to be happier. I'd like to be healthier. And, you know, those things are really, really important. One of the biggest problems we have today is getting started. You know, I was talking with someone yesterday, you know, and we were talking about radio shows and stuff. And I said, I'm in my 38th year on the air, which is a lot. And what I've learned is that every time I think I know something completely, something changes. Something's different. A new scientific study will come out. A new way of absorbing, a better bioavailable supplement. Things are put into forms where our body can accommodate them better. So the wonderful thing is that I've learned to write everything in pencil. Just because of the fact that, you know, things are always changing and the world is changing and we as people in this country are changing as well. The less we take care of ourselves, the more this industry has to really step up to the plate and take us farther down the road and increase our quality of life by giving us better things to choose from. Those are the guests that I bring to you. Those are the product lines that I talk about. And those are the topics that are relevant that I like to discuss. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon and then download the shows when it's convenient for you. You know, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I think that having information at your fingertips is important. Having a person to talk to and have dialogue, priceless. Especially people that have such a vast amount of knowledge with great insight and super longevity. The store, Stay Healthy Health Food Store, is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You know, so being around for a long time, you see a lot of things, you learn a lot of things, you relearn a lot of things, and then you are the go-to place for the people that are struggling to hold on to their health, get their health back, or maybe be healthy for the very first time. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. A full-service environment with the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service, fully packed with the best of the best in every category, because that's all they carry, and great prices every day. I mean, how much better could it be? And then you get to meet these amazing people and make them your go-to people, and that is so cool. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Remember, when you come in the store, bring your questions with you. And you're going to find that you're going to learn something new. And you may find out that you're heading in the right direction. You may also find out that maybe the reason you haven't been getting results is because you're heading in the opposite direction. Even though it may sound like the right way, remember, we're all different. So we all have to follow different paths. But when we have guidance, it sure makes it easier. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print a coupon to use on your next visit, and leave your email address for future newsletters, and give them a thumbs up on Facebook. So we're coming off the holiday. It's the day after the holiday, and obviously everybody, actually most people are going to celebrate the holidays now until January 2nd. How many of you enjoyed your food yesterday, had great food, enjoyed wonderful company and all that good stuff? You know, I was thinking about all the rich foods that we eat this time of year and all the heavier foods and the sugars and all the stuff that we just enjoy. And I just tell people, you know what? It's the holiday season. Enjoy it. But one area of our diet seems to be, you know, weakening every single year even more. And I think that's the area of our greens. And you think that we would have been bombarded with information and being told to eat our greens since we were little. And we're still not doing it like we should. You know, where we grew up, you know, you had to finish your plate. And there were greens on the plate at every meal, and you ate them. And then you went out on your own, and you're like, I will eat what I want to eat now. I am working and paying my own bills, and if I don't want to eat greens, I'm not eating them. I think a lot of us kind of flew by the seat of our pants for a while, and you know, and a lot of us have come back to our greens. I'm a huge greens eater. I never really had that because I wasn't really into the fruit. I love the greens. So for me, thank goodness that I love the greens as much as I do. But most people are not greens eaters, you know. So with the dawn of using green drink powders, you know, it's really made a difference. I think Barleen's has really made one of the biggest differences and impacts in the industry with greens, from their quality greens, not only for the quality, but for the taste and just the pure enjoyment of drinking them. And I think that's wonderful. When people ask me all the time, they'll say, you know what, if I'm having my Barleen's greens drink every day, sometimes once, sometimes twice a day, do I still need to eat my vegetables? Yeah, you do. Because in your vegetables is your fiber, there's other antioxidants in there, it's healthy for you, there's virtually no calories, it's good for the body, good for the blood, good for the digestive system. It actually can make the other foods you're eating more digestible and work and absorb more readily. But I do have people that'll say, you know what, Jeff, I just won't eat vegetables. I'll drink the drink 2-3 times a day. I love it. You know, and for those people, I just have to kind of say, well, you know, I'd rather have you do this than absolutely nothing because you're getting tons of nutrients here. I just would love it if you could just have at least a couple servings of vegetables every day. And little by little, I can guilt them into it. But wow, what an uphill battle. And it shouldn't have to be an uphill battle. You know, a lot of people will say, you know, I just have never been a vegetable eater. And I think what happens is a lot of us fall into the standard 4 or 5 vegetables: lettuce, celery, corn, broccoli, and carrots. And, you know, that's what we are brought up on. So that's what we know. You know, one of the things that I think has been great about the internet and being able to, you know, type in all kinds of things for information is the idea of being able to type in a vegetable and type up recipes. Because I like to tell people to try something new, you know, try some bok choy and then pull up a recipe and try it. Try it 1 or 2 different ways. You may find that you love it. Pull up Brussels sprouts, pull up some recipes. You might just love it. Cauliflower, you know, spinach, collard greens. You know, there's so many different asparagus. Don't forget about asparagus. You know, there's so many different kinds of vegetables that are out there. And there's some unique vegetables that are only grown in different parts of the world, but you could try them as well. I have a friend of mine and her three kids were very, very fussy. And she started doing the vegetable thing and telling them they have to try it. And, you know, she said probably about 80% of those vegetables they tried are now things that they readily eat and regularly put into their diet almost every single month because they tried them. They liked them. The kids enjoyed them. So they went ahead and just started, you know, working them in. And she said, we were one of those people that basically did corn, carrots, and broccoli, and that was it. And after eating the three things for a while, of course, she got tired of it. I think one of the things that we have to remember is that we have to really increase the variety of things in our diet. You know, when people go on a diet or an eating program and they start, you know, really kind of narrowing down their parameters, you know, they end up getting bored very, very quickly. And I think our taste buds, because they're not being tantalized or stimulated or enhanced, you know, sometimes they want to wander, and they never not wander down a healthy path, guaranteed. So when you start looking at greens, and you start looking at the benefit of using greens, you know, greens have a lot of benefits in the body, and some of the things that we need to make sure that we're realizing is that they're powerful. The chlorophyll that's in there is very, very strong for helping to really put ourselves into a better way of purifying our blood. The leafy greens that are in there, the plant greens, the oceanic seaweed greens, those things are so important for helping to build our body. And all of these greens together, you know, they build a really, really healthy way of getting the nutrients that we need into our body. And this goes for kids as well as adults. We know that there's a lot of more studies being done on greens powders, and we know that it's also very, very helpful for our gut and our digestive system. We know that people that get an adequate amount of greens are healthier. Their blood is richer. Their blood is stronger. Their blood is, richer, I guess I should say. People that start incorporating a lot of greens into their diet notice that they're not hungry all the time. I have a lot of people this time of the year will ask me, you know, I'm going into January. I'm really going to try to be healthy this year. Is there a good standard way of eating? And I usually say, I like the Mediterranean diet. And the reason that I do is because it gives you tons of foods to choose from. And the Mediterranean diet is not even as much about what you are eating. It's about all the things that you've cut out. You cut out the junk, you cut out the sugar, you cut out all the mucusy dairy, you cut out all of the fast food and all of the things that, you know, are putting you into an unhealthy way of eating. And you're bringing in lots of fruits and vegetables, some healthy carbohydrates, good healthy protein, lots of good oils. And on top of that, exercise and getting in the sun and pacing yourself at your meal and not woofing your food and chewing it well and all of those important things that we need to be doing. But, you know, the thing about it is people that are hungry all the time, when they start having a lot of, you know, raw vegetables around to munch on and they start noshing on vegetables and maybe they make a healthy dip out of yogurt, you know, and some spices and they're dipping their vegetables in there during the day and they're not reaching for chips and sodas and candy and protein bars and all that kind of stuff. And they're just, you know, taking their vegetables with them. They will tell you that they feel better. They feel full. I mean, their bowels are moving better. Their gut is getting healthier. So bringing vegetables into the diet is really important. The interesting thing is Barlean's knows that not everybody is going to sit down at the salad bar. Most people that go to the buffets, and you know, I live in Las Vegas, and people that go to buffets here that are visiting, they've got that mentality. They're like, whoa, they're going to lose money on me today. And people walk right by the salad bar. They go right to the prime rib station and the pasta station and the Mexican food and the Italian food and all that. You know, I've always thought that the best thing to do is to start out with a big salad. You know, I mean, I love salad bars because they have a lot of stuff there that I don't have at home, you know, that I like to put on my salads all the time, garbanzo beans and beets and cucumbers and everything, all the extra stuff that you most of the time don't always have readily at hand. But right there, you can build your salad the way you want it, you know, and your choice of dressings. And I just think that that's a great way. And when you're done with that, you're mostly full. And then go to those other places and eat what you want to eat, you know, have more proteins and have some healthy carbs and, you know, stay away from all the sugary foods and the dessert table and all that. But I mean, you could eat very, very healthy. I have many people that I know here that have protein shakes in the morning. The evening time, they have like oatmeal and something lighter. And then about midday, mid-afternoon, they have a buffet. And they go out because there's so many to choose from, and you could do it very reasonably. And most people will say, I can't cook for this at home. I can't cook this much food to choose from, this much variety. And for them, you know, it's just part of their function. A lot of people that work at the hotels, they have break rooms where there's food there. Now, from what I hear, the food's not always super duper in the employee break rooms, but there are some hotels that really do go out of their way to make sure that their employees are having things to choose from that are both healthy and filling and, you know, satisfying, you know, to keep them full while they're working. But for the most of us, you know, you can really eat healthy, but starting at a salad bar and incorporating in those vegetables into your diet is not only a good thing to do, it's a necessary thing to do. And I think our bodies really do need that benefit that we, you know, haven't really given to ourselves for the longest time. And we really need to start doing it again because it really is important. Green plants provide a substantial amount of the world's molecular oxygen and are the basis for most of our ecosystem. So we know that if our body is about 65% water and oxygen, doesn't it make sense that we should be consuming rich, green, and beautiful plants? Yeah, of course. We need to make sure that we're doing more of it. We're just not. And I think that sometimes we just, whether we forget or whether we, you know, it's just not what's at hand or we don't take the time to eat our vegetables like we should. You know, I'm not really sure what it is and why we've deviated away from them. But, you know, the beautiful greens and the beautiful chlorophyll soothes our inflammatory level in our body. It helps to balance our blood sugar. I mean, it truly does enhance our digestive system. Many people that have a lot of greens and drink greens drinks every single day say that it helps them feel more energetic. It feels like their body is stronger and healthier. And I agree because, you know, sugars weaken your body. They don't strengthen it. Junk food, fast food, and pre-made processed foods don't strengthen your body. They weaken it. Because they don't bring much to the table to repair and replace and rejuvenate and all that good stuff. They just don't. So we truly need to make sure that we're doing, you know, everything we should be doing. And one of the best ways of doing that is to make sure that we're giving our body a vast amount of wonderful quality products and keeping those greens at the front. Now, with Barlean, you have three different greens to choose from. I love them all. I mean, I truly do. One, probably not as much because that's just my palate, but two, hugely and daily. The first I want to talk about is their organic greens powder. Now, when you open this up for the very first time, it is probably the most beautiful, richest, gorgeous greens you've ever seen. It's so rich and so concentrated. It's got organic greens and foods and fruits and berries and fiber, and it is beautifully green. When you taste it for the first time, a lot of people will say, wow, that's really, really green. Yeah, it is. Now, some of us, you know, we like that dense green taste. But sometimes I don't. Sometimes I mix it with apple juice and I just shake it up and drink it. Sometimes I stir it in my oatmeal. Sometimes I throw it in my smoothie. And then it just really picks up the flavor of whatever's in there, whatever fruit I'm using and whatever protein powder flavor I'm using. But it is really green. And, you know, I had someone describe it one time that I think is so funny. He says, this tastes like what freshly mowed grass in the Midwest of the country smells like. And I remember cutting the grass in the Midwest. It was that sweet green smell. And it just smelled so fresh and so clean when you were trimming the edges and cutting the grass. And when you were dumping the shavings in the mulching pile. And you smelled that really rich green. And it is beautiful. And this is exactly what this tastes like. He was right. So, who would be a candidate for this? Absolutely every single person I know. I think that everybody could increase the health of their body. I think everybody could increase their energy. can help to support their digestive system, can help with their elimination, can feed and nourish their body from the inside out. And because this is so pure and so beautiful and so strong and so rich and so potent, it just really is very noticeable in a very, very short period of time. Now, a lot of my parents will say, you know, I want to give my kids more greens. They're okay with their vegetables, but, you know, I want to try some of these. Well, any of the three that are available, you can try with your kids. I have a parent that I know that she does a lot of smoothies, and they use a lot of, they use all the frozen fruits and vegetables like I do. Organic, but frozen nonetheless, because most of the time I get busy, and a lot of times when I do buy fruit, I eat so little of it that it ends up dying an ugly death in my crisper in my refrigerator. So frozen allows me to have it for a longer period of time. But they will say, you know, you mix the mangoes and the bananas and the strawberries and the peaches and all that together, you know, with almond milk, and you just really make it taste good. Use a vanilla protein powder, and you throw your greens in there. And the only sign that it's in there is sometimes it turns the it green. But most of the time, the flavors have just totally taken over. So, you know, it's in there, but you can't really taste it. And with kids, maybe that's the best way to go. I know kids that love it, and they don't have any problem with it at all. Many of them were just raised in houses where smoothies and, you know, adding good, healthy things to their diet have been done since they were kids, young kids, and now they're teenagers. So, I mean, they're just used to it. You know, a lot of times, if you go back maybe 10, 15 years, when you would talk about greens, most of the time you'd be talking to vegetarians who'd be like, you know, I love my greens. I eat a ton of greens. That's what I eat. That's my diet. But I love wheatgrass and alfalfa and kamut. And I like barley green and barley grass. And, you know, I like spirulina and chlorella. And I like all these things. I love my greens. And that was pretty much the kind of the category of individuals that I would talk to when I talked about greens. But it hasn't been that way in a long time. Everybody talks about greens now. Everybody's finding ways to incorporate them into our diet and making them more of a substantial portion of our plate, if you will. If you feel better and you're noticing changes, then it's definitely something that's very, very important. One of the slogans that Barlean's uses is that a pathway to better life. And that's true. I think that we get a better quality of life, and we have a better, more defined path to that better life when we take a step back and really see what obstacles are in our way, and then we learn that many of those obstacles are things that we personally can remove, like not knowing how to de-stress ourselves, you know, not exercising, not drinking enough water, eating too much fast food, junk food, and sugar, not chewing our food well. You know, not getting a great night's rest, you know, not being as active as we should. Those are all obstacles that can be easily removed by us clearing our own path. You know, I think of it like a driveway right now in the Midwest and getting out and shoveling your driveway. We can do that, and we can clear it down and make it more defined so you can actually see the driveway. I come from Michigan, so I know what those winters are like, you know, but I think a lot of times we push the blame off to other things and other people and other situations why we have so many obstacles. But honestly, the obstacles are there because many times we put them there ourselves. When you eat a lot of junk food, that's an obstacle you put in your way. When you don't get a good night's rest, that's an obstacle you put in your way as well. When you don't know how to handle your stress or deal with your stress or de-stress yourself, that's another obstacle. So we are most of the time putting obstacles in our way that we could personally remove. And I think once we start to feel a little bit better, let's say you bring this greens into your diet. Let's say you start it now. Let's say for just giggles here, you start another second. Okay? And within a week and a half to 2 weeks, you're thinking to yourself, I can't believe how much better I feel. You're going to want to do something else. Because when you start feeling good, it gets very, very motivating. And it's very, very contagious. You start thinking to yourself, oh my goodness. And the people around you are like, what are you doing? You're like bouncing off the walls here. Oh, I'm taking these organic greens from Barlean's, and they're just making me feel so good that I've decided to cut out all my eating outside of junk food or fast food restaurants. And if I do go somewhere, I'll sit down at a restaurant, I'll order my food, and I'll be able to order it the way I want it and get away from all the processed type foods. That's a big, gigantic removal of an obstacle to be able to say that and do that and mean it. Because we are very, very, we're very, very oriented toward getting hooked on easy fixes. And, you know, it's so easy to just swing into a drive-thru and grab food. I mean, people around the country are eating out of paper bags on the front seat of their car every day, sometimes twice a day, sometimes three times a day. I've got friends that have gotten really ill, really sick, and when we started talking about it, they would tell me that they had junk food drive-thrus twice a day. And the excuse was always basically the same: I'm too busy. Well, you know, being busy is not an excuse for not doing it. It's an excuse because you don't want to take the time to do it, to prepare your food, to make a lunch and, you know, do that kind of stuff. I have a friend of mine, probably about 2 months ago, she decided that she was going to cook her dinner every single day. So she was having fish or chicken or a very, very lean piece of meat, about the size of your fist, not a whole bunch, and then a ton of vegetables. And sometimes she would have a real healthy carb, but very little. So she said, I decided to start making twice as much. And what I do is I put one in a container for my lunch the next day, and then I have my dinner at night. And she goes, and recently I haven't been eating as much, so it's actually, I've been actually able to divide it in three portions. She said, so one of them I freeze, and I just label it. She said, I can't believe how much better I feel. So when everyone else is running out for lunch and everyone else is hitting the vending machine and everyone else is in the break room looking for a piece of birthday cake from the birthday 2 days ago because they're starving and they didn't take the time, they'd rather slept an extra 20 minutes than get up and make themselves breakfast or lunch. I've got my meal with me. I take it with me every day. She says, I take three 32-ounce bottles of water. I fill them up at home. She goes, They're made from metal. She goes, they're not plastic. I fill them up every day. She goes, I put my electrolytes in them. I bring them with me. I keep two in my refrigerator under my desk. She goes, and at the end of the day, I've eaten my food. I ate my Tupperware container full of vegetables. And I drank all three of my waters. And every day when I take those home, they're all empty. And I just told her, I said, I bet you feel amazing. She said, I can't believe the difference. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing that you've taken that control. Because number one, when you bring greens into your diet, your gut starts working better. Sure, bringing in a digestive enzyme, bringing in probiotics, all that stuff is really important. But there's natural enzymes and there's natural probiotics in the greens as well. So when you bring that in, and let's say you've changed your diet, or you're in the process of changing your diet, or whether you're still eating badly, you're still going to notice a difference in the greens. The cleaner your diet, the more they get to do for you. And the more you're going to notice. Because they get to spend their time now building, rebuilding, oxygenating, and alkalizing the system rather than just trying to correct all the debris and the waste that you're leaving behind from your unhealthy way of living. So when people say to me, you know, I want to start having these greens, I tell them, you got to try it for a month. You know, when you put these greens in a shaker cup with apple juice, it's so delicious. I've done it with cranberry juice. I've done it with orange juice. I've done it with pineapple juice. They're really good with tomato juice. I mean, they just shake up and blend and you just drink it or use it in any smoothie. You can also add it to your yogurt. You can add it to your oatmeal. You can mix them in salsa. I mean, you can be really creative with your greens. Bottom line, just get them in. Let them get into your system. Start digesting them. Start letting them go in and doing some repair work. This is full of herbal antioxidants and tonics. There's natural plant, you know, flax lignans in there. And of course, all the plant-based protein, vitamins, and minerals. It's vegan. It's soy-free. It's non-GMO. It's gluten-free. And it really is nature's perfect superfood. I don't think nature, Mother Nature and nature in general would have given us the availability of growing plants so easily and having them at our fingertips so readily if they weren't important, because I think that they are. And not that I think everybody should be a vegetarian, because I don't think everybody could. I know I couldn't. You know, I've tried and I don't get very far in it, but I eat a ton of vegetables and I enjoy my vegetables and I love my greens powders. And I've deviated and tried other greens powders. They're all right. But you know where I always go back, and it's a very short period of time because I never ever run out of it. So I just switch right back again and give somebody else the one that I was using before because I like the richness, the intensity of the quality. I love that it's organic, and I love that it's loaded and concentrated with organic green foods, fruits, berries, and fiber. This is vegan superfood to cleanse, to alkalize, and to energize your body, and you notice it very quickly because your body is happy. Have you ever had the time when you're just, you know, just not taking care of yourself, and you eat your meal, and then an hour later, you're up in the kitchen looking in the cabinets in the refrigerator because you're just not satisfied. Even though you ate a whole bunch of whatever it was, you're not satisfied. It's because your body wants something. This is my idea of what's happening. Your body wants something, and you're not giving it to it, and it still wants it. And it's going to keep bothering you until you give it to it. This works negatively as well. And that's why I tell people, when you get a craving for something that is so strong and you know it's not great for you, have it. Just have a little bit of it. Satisfy the palate and then move on. Because have you ever done this before? You come home and you really want pizza. And you're like, nope, I'm eating healthy. And you keep pushing that craving away. And it's like a week and a half, 2 weeks later, and you're finally like, I need pizza. And then you go ahead and you order your pizza because you've been wanting it for so long. And now you eat the whole pizza. And then you feel really guilty about it, where you could have had a slice of pizza, felt okay, enjoyed it, and moved on 2 weeks ago. But you know, cravings are strong. Our palate is amazingly powerful. And when you find something that you like, that you notice a difference, that makes you feel good, and you get to see the change, you're going to want to do more of it. So organic greens from Barleans. Groundbreaking product, has been for a long time. I love it. You're going to love it. So definitely keep it in mind and give it a shot and see how you enjoy it and how you like using it, because you're going to love it. Okay, the second greens I want to talk about is the Superfruit Strawberry Kiwi Greens Powder. They hit a home run with this one. This one is delicious, it is refreshing, and it's fruit flavor, strawberry kiwi. I mean, seriously, delicious. Now, the nice thing about this is you can mix it up with cold water. You can throw it in your smoothie. I threw it in, just a couple days ago, I threw it in plain yogurt. Mixed it up with the plain yogurt, and the yogurt was instantly strawberry kiwi yogurt. I knew I was also getting my berries, my fruits, and my vegetables. I was also getting all the benefits of the antioxidants, but at the same time, I was also getting something that is just really good for me. Now, you could throw this in with your fruit smoothies. If you have it with water and you just drink it, it's like drinking juice. It's like literally drinking a juice. Kids love it because they think they're just getting some kind of sugary drink because it tastes so delicious. But this is a great, tasty way to get your fruits and veggies, because it's just really enjoyable. I had a friend that came to see me. We were doing a consultation a couple months ago, and he had his water bottle with him, his glass water bottle, and it was red. And I said, what are you drinking? And he said, what do you think? And I said, well, with you, high C, I mean, who knows, Kool-Aid? And he goes, no. He goes, Superfruit Greens. He goes, I decided to pick one up and try it after I heard your show. And I heard you talk about it for like the 30th time, and I finally decided I should. So I went ahead and I got some, and I love it. And I said, you have it every day? And he goes, I have two whole water bottles full of it every single day. And I said, oh my goodness. I said, what's different? And he goes, my skin. And he goes, and my stomach. And he goes, and I don't crave sweets. He goes, this is really sweet tasting. He goes, but I'm not reaching for things that I used to reach for, like vending machine sweets. I was amazed because I've known him a long time, and for him to do something healthy in a water bottle, that was huge. And it also speaks to the idea that Barleans understands that people need something to tantalize their palate. You have to enjoy it, and you have to be able to enjoy it, because if you don't, you're not going to stick with it. If it tastes terrible, you're not going to stay with it. Guaranteed. You know, over the years, oh my goodness, we go back far enough, almost 40 years now. things tasted really bad back then. And we would try to do some of these healthy things and healthy drinks. And we were trying to, you know, work these things into our diet. But, you know, you just couldn't make them taste good. And you would be holding your nose to choke them down. I'm so glad that this industry has been able to progress and, you know, and really just develop flavors and taste profiles that we love. And, you know, with time, they've also understood that people lead with their palate. So today, even with protein powders and protein bars from some of the best companies, if they don't taste good on that first drink and that first bite, people won't buy it a second time. They have to enjoy it. It has to make them feel different. It needs to make them healthier, help them allow them to be closer to their healthier desired, you know, where they're trying to go, their goals. But it also has to taste incredible. And I hate leading with taste, but we have to, because it's important for people to realize that when you are doing something every day, if you hate it, you may do it, but you're going to complain and moan and groan the whole time. And eventually you're just not going to do it anymore. You're going to talk yourself out of it. You're just going to stop doing it. But when you like it and you enjoy it, and they know that this flavor profile is so important, and not just for kids. I've got some really stubborn palates on adults, and they will roll their nose up at something if it tastes terrible. And they will eat something terrible for them just because it tastes so good. And did you ever notice how fast food, junk food, and processed foods, how they make it taste so good, you know, and they make the lousy stuff taste good. So they make the good, healthy stuff fight even harder to taste really good so we can compete with the bad stuff. But that's okay. Because when you have a company that really works on the flavor profile and the quality profile and the absorbability profile of a product, they're going to win every time. Because they're going to win over the palate. They're going to win over the person's goal to get healthier, because they're going to see a difference and see a change. And they're going to want to continue doing what they're doing. And I think that is just, I think it's the greatest thing. And I think once you start doing it, you're going to, you know, truly feel better and healthier and see the difference. You know, I was looking at all the posts on Facebook yesterday, and, you know, everybody was, you know, wishing everybody a happy holiday, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy whatever it is that's not insulting anybody these days, whatever. I say Merry Christmas and tell people I'm sharing my holiday with them. But whatever it is that you're celebrating, that's fantastic. But in most of those posts yesterday, everybody was saying and having a hope you have a healthy new year. And I know I've said that for many, many years, decades actually, but now I'm seeing other people wish people health and wish people good health and a prosperous, healthy new year. I think we all know that many of us are getting sick at a much younger age now. Most of the time by our own habits, our lifestyle choices and things that we've decided. And we've also, you know, got ourselves into a situation where we've created so many of those. We talked about it just a little while ago, obstacles, but we've also created a lot of the unhealthy part of our life. We've done it. You know, whether we want to admit it or not, the food we eat and the lifestyle we live and how we move our body, how we rest our body, how we rejuvenate our body, how we de-stress our body. If we're not doing good, healthy things in those areas, guess what? We're not going to be healthy. And we don't get to keep pushing it off to the older years like we did before. Incorporating things like greens into your diet is going to give you benefits today that are necessary today for today moving forward all the way up into those older years. And, you know, the power of vegetables and people that use these kind of things is very visible. I have some friends that are in their 80s and 90s who have been vegetarians for over 50 years. And they've been incorporating in chlorophyll and spirulina and all these greens and all these things. For the 50 years they've been vegetarians, their diets are clean and beautiful. And these people are older and they're on no medications. Obviously, there was a chance that they had genetics against them, but for this group, they're pretty healthy. and they're not on meds. They're active. They exercise. Their minds are very solid. Their conversation skills are amazing. They're not struggling for words and forgetting why they walked into the room. And I think to myself, there is so much to this. Once again, do I think everybody needs to be a vegetarian? Absolutely not. But do I think that if you're doing it, enjoying it, and living it correctly, is it a good thing? I think it's a great thing. We also have to talk about terminology today, because I know a lot of healthy vegetarians, and I know a lot of really, really unhealthy carbitarians. Because a lot of people try to tie themselves to be a vegetarian into that category, but what they really are is a carbitarian. They're just not eating any animal products. But they're eating tons of sugar and tons of carbs, and they put on tons of weight, and they have their greens and their salads as well. But that's not a true-to-form vegetarian. That's a carbitarian. And they're actually more unhealthy than somebody that's a non-vegetarian. Because, you know, they're eating all the foods that are very high calorie, and they're also putting themselves into a situation where they're eating all the sugar-based foods. And that's not a vegetarian. You know, if you're going to become a vegetarian, you should meet a vegetarian, read vegetarian books. You should go to a vegetarian meeting and talk with people and learn their lifestyle and find out if it's something that you could do. Because you may find that it's just too involved for you, because it's not going to be easy. It's easier today than it ever was before because of the availability of vegetarian and vegan foods, that before there really wasn't much you could choose from. I remember 30 years ago going out with my friend who was a vegetarian, and the only thing they could ever serve him was whatever the vegetable of the day was and lettuce. I mean, there wasn't much to choose from. And today they've got beautiful foods and choices that you did not have before. But the bottom line is, no matter what you're eating, how you're eating, what you're doing, what food category you're living in at this point in time, greens can make a dramatic difference. So whether you're choosing the organic greens, whether you're choosing the superfruit greens, which is the strawberry kiwi, or maybe you're looking for something even a little bit more unique or maybe more groundbreaking, how about chocolate greens? Yeah, this was the one that I told you that you guys know with been listening to me for decades that I'm not a real chocolate kind of person where most people I know are. I've done this. I like it. I enjoyed it. Probably not one I would have more than once in a while because my palate doesn't reach for chocolate. I know other people that will reach for chocolate before everything else. They call it chocolate silk, and because it's rich, it's creamy, and it's really delicious. Natural cacao, which is truly delicious. Fruits, vegetables, all of that wonderful stuff. Super loaded with antioxidants. Fair trade cacao. Great, more than a dozen fruits and vegetables. Non-GMO, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, and vegan. Loaded with wonderful natural plant fiber from chicory and flaxseed. You can put it with your oatmeal. It's delicious. I know people that make their chocolate oatmeal every day. People that add it to their yogurt and give themselves chocolate yogurt. It's wonderful in your smoothie, especially if you like chocolate almond milk and chocolate protein powder. Oh, what a difference. You throw this in. Throw in some frozen strawberries and frozen raspberries. It really is delicious. I've done that. It's delicious. How about just having it to your favorite milk? Almond milk, cashew milk, soy milk, regular milk, cold or warm. If you drink it warm, it's hot chocolate. It's so good. And, you know, this time of the year when everybody's kind of got that chill up their spine and you're getting home from being outside and it was cold, how about warming up some your favorite milk beverage and adding your chocolate silk greens? Nothing like a nice warm mug of hot chocolate to warm you up. It's delicious. We have to kind of, once again, I keep revisiting palate, but palate is important. They say our brain runs our body. I think our palate runs our body. Because, you know, when you start eating, you've done this, and people are going to be doing this again next week. They're going to be starting a healthy way of eating, and they're going to be sitting down and having a salad and a piece of salmon, and their brain's going to be saying, this is good for you, and your palate's going to be saying, ugh, where's the pizza? How about some wings? How about some deep-fried mozzarella? You know you want it. Come on, let's go get it. And you'll be like, nope, I'm pushing through this. Well, usually by day three, people are sitting at a sports bar eating wings and deep fried mozzarella and a piece of pizza, and they're doing that. But the ones that can push against it for like 2 weeks, you just keep telling your palate, nope, enjoy it. This is good for us. Usually by the beginning of the third week, your palate starts to say, huh, this tastes pretty good. You know, I love the spices you put on that salmon, and this chicken is great. And, you know, I love this vegetable stir fry. This is great. And this salad, I love this dressing you made. This is good. Yeah, I could do this. And before you know it, your palate starts to put its walls down a little bit, starts to kind of relax a little bit. And you know what? You are over the first hump. And that's just a matter of sticking with it at that time and listening to your body as your body starts to really, truly enjoy the benefits of getting healthy. So whether you're doing the greens and the chocolate silk, I know people that use them all. It just depends on what mood they're in. You know, in the summer, they come in from a hot day. They'll mix up some of the kiwi strawberry in a big cold pitcher and drink it because they love it because it's refreshing and delicious. And it tastes like something they shouldn't be drinking, but it's something they should be drinking. I know people that just love chocolate, and they're going to have this no matter what. And then I love people that like the greens, the organic, like I do. And they'll have it in apple juice, or they'll stir it in their smoothie, or, you know, mix it in with their yogurt or their oatmeal or their salsa or whatever. You can really be creative with this. You know, so get creative. Like, I'm going to have a smoothie after the show, and I'm going to have almond milk. I'm going to use some fruits today, frozen papaya, frozen mango, frozen strawberries, throw a banana in there. I'm going to throw in the regular greens, and then I'm going to dress it up and throw in some yogurt and some chia seeds and some ground flax and all that good stuff, and I'm going to blend it up, and I'm going to love it. And it's going to be sweet and green at the same time because the greens are really emerald, so they're going to turn it green. But you know what? It's going to be delicious. And it's going to have a great flavor, and my palate's going to love it, and it's going to give me great energy for the day. You know, you could be creative, and the wonderful thing is you can change it every single day. You do not have to use the same one. And I think that's one great thing, is being able to have variety. I know people that'll have a smoothie every day where they use fruits, and then I'll have a smoothie the next day where they're having more of the chocolate. And, you know, you can have great variety. Keep in mind apple juice, though, and V8 juice. That's two of the best ways I found for the organic juice. Oh, pineapple. It mixes great in pineapple juice, too. And all you have to do is put it in one of your shaker cups and shake it up and drink it. You'd be surprised that an hour later, you still feel good energy. And then all of a sudden, it's a couple hours later, and you're thinking to yourself, God, I haven't eaten anything. I haven't even been hungry. Because you gave your body pure nutrition. Pure, you know, profile for building and rebuilding and rejuvenating the body. And your body's not going to have you in the kitchen with your head in the refrigerator or the cabinet looking for something else because you gave your body a whole bunch of good stuff to work with. And you know, your body is sitting down there going, oh my goodness, look at all of this. Oh, I can't wait. And it just dives in. And because it's so digestible and it's so gentle on your stomach, you're going to get the benefit. I have a friend that had gastric weight loss surgery, and she's done beautifully well. She's lost a lot of weight. She exercises every day, ran her first marathon this last summer. She's had some skin reduction surgery, but she's amazingly healthy. And she speaks to people that are morbidly obese and teaches them healthy ways of eating. And then if they can't make changes, she talks with them about the profiles of surgery. She's really cool. But every morning she starts herself with the greens. And she drinks about 3 ounces of apple juice, and she mixes her greens in there, and she mixes little chia seeds, and she drinks it every single morning, and that's how she starts her day. Obviously, she has a smaller stomach pouch, so she doesn't do 10, 12 ounces, but she does 3 ounces, and she's full, and she feels fantastic, and she's bouncing off the walls. And I got to tell you, if you were to meet her, you would never, ever know that she was ever overweight at any time in her life, and she is just an amazing spokesperson. She finds it and says it's her way of giving back for getting a second chance at her life. I think we all need to take a reflection. You know, over the next week, as you're getting close to your New Year's, don't set yourself any ridiculous, unachievable goals. Let's do next year what we did this year. Hopefully you did this. And if you didn't do this, then you probably need some help because of the easy that we talked about last year, resolution, was just to be better to yourself this year than you were last year. That's not hard. That's a little more water, a little more activity, an extra serving of vegetables, relaxing a little bit, being a little kinder, being a little less negative and a little more positive. I mean, any of that stuff, you satisfied your resolution. So if you didn't satisfy it, you might need some help, because that's pretty easy. And setting ridiculous things, you're never going to satisfy them. You're going to fall off. So set yourself some goals to just be better to yourself, to treat yourself healthier. Check out the full line of Barleen's products and check out these greens. You're going to love them. Whether it's organic greens, whether it's the chocolate silk greens, whether it's the fruity kiwi strawberry, they are all incredible. Barleen's doesn't bring anything to market that isn't relevant, isn't necessary, isn't successfully beneficial. And if it doesn't work, they're not going to do it. You know, they're in their 30th year, so they've been doing it right for a long time. They are a major icon in the health and nutrition field. So for them to bring something to us, the consumer, it's got to be awesome. You're going to love these greens. Anybody that I've turned onto these greens has always thanked me for it and has always said, you know what? I've been doing healthy things for so long, and this is one thing I've been missing. So I'm glad that people listen and they decide that they're worth it. And I think that's great. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're coming off a holiday yesterday where the store was closed, and the store will be open regular hours today, 9 to 7. Come by and meet the most amazing people that you've met in the health and nutrition field who are there to work with you. They are knowledgeable. They are informed. They are energetic. They are passionate. And they want to make sure that you're heading down the right path to get those goals satisfied, to be as healthy as you possibly can. And they're going to make sure that you have that dialogue when you need it at the store. That's what makes them so consistent. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are a full-service store that's fully packed with the best of the best and great prices every day. And like I said, that peace of mind that comes with being able to talk to people that have so much knowledge. I mean, that's just so wonderful. Because I don't care what you do, what your field is, how much money you have in your pocket, where you live, how big your house is, and how much success or non-success you have. Bottom line, every single one of us, when we lose our health, we're exactly the same. Scrambling to try to find a way out of it. Desperate to find relief and success and to get our health back again. So when you know, strip everything down, everybody's the same and everybody wants to be healthy. Don't wait until you've lost it to try to find it and make it better. Work on it now. You deserve it. Everybody deserves to be amazingly healthy. Head to Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. Closed on Sunday. Visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, like them on Facebook, their daily post will, you know, give you some good information to work by and also make sure that you've got what you need to be as healthy as you possibly can. Treat yourself incredibly well. And when it comes down to it, eat your greens. You know, you've been told since you were a kid, it's time that we all start listening. And you can make it even better by bringing in the greens powders from Barleen's. The kiwi strawberry greens, the chocolate silk greens, and the organic greens, all of them are incredible. And you're going to truly enjoy the benefit. Thank you for tuning into my show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the best guest in the industry, the relevant topics for today. And remember, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You can download the podcast when it's convenient for you. Have a great day, everyone. Be careful. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.